welcome to Shady Grove Table Talk. Such a pleasure to be with you all today. You know, we've started into a brand new year. And with the new year comes new things, new beginnings we've all talked about.
That's right.
I thought it would be fun today to sit down with our pastor, Pastor Randy and Pastor Lisa, and find out what the Lord has showed him about this coming year and what the Lord's placed on his heart for his people. But first, let me introduce you to our table. On the end here, we've got Miss Donna Jean Holcomb.
Hello.
And we've got Miss Connie Dennis.
Hello.
Not Connie Jean. We've got Sister Nan Ruby White, who is my mother and mother to all.
Hello.
And Pastor Lisa Hayes.
Hello.
She's usually here. But today she's in the hot seat. And so today we're going to talk with pastors and find out what the Lord has showed them. Well, Pastor Randy, I'm excited to hear about this. And I'd like to know what the Lord has showed you for this coming year, if you can share it with us.
Okay. You got Lisa sitting over here next to me now.
Yes, sir.
So she's going to keep me in line, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what I've been feeling about what the Lord is saying to us at the beginning of this new year is that there is such a stirring in the Spirit.
Yes,
there is such a, you know, this morning we preached about a shaking and a rumbling in the Spirit. Yes. And this is a very critical time as far as our country is concerned and as far as the world is concerned and the things that are going on around us. Families are in turmoil. Folks are looking for answers. There's a lot of confusion everywhere, but we know that Jesus is the answer.
Yes. Yes.
And I believe with all my heart that this year will be a year when the Lord will begin to reveal himself in a powerful way to his church. And his church is going to respond like the church has not responded before. I really feel like the church is going to come out and take that lead role that God has wanted us to take for some time now.
I agree with that. And you know, with receiving anything, whether it's in the world or in the Word, the key to receiving anything is expectancy.
Yes.
You only get what you expect to receive.
That's right.
For so many years, the church has just been complacent. And I mean, this is a whole. I'm not calling off on anybody or trying to be ugly. It's just the truth. They've been satisfied. Three up, three down, 12 o'clock, shake your hand, go home.
That's right.
We've entered into a time now that you can no longer sit on the sidelines.
That's right.
We've entered into a time now where you can't just depend on the pastor to bring you the word on Sunday.
Right.
He's going to bring you the meat, and we're all going to feast on Sundays.
Amen.
But when you
go
home, he's not with you.
That's right.
Right.
And you've got to have something that's going to hold you through Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever the next service is.
Yeah.
And so he's right. There is a shaking going on. And what does the word say about all that can be shaken?
Will be shaken.
Yes. And you know, I've heard another minister say this coming year that for the world, it's going to be a scary place.
Yes.
But for the church, for the body,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
That's right.
Just as with anything else, we've got to stand on the Word, stand on Jesus to receive anything.
I say this about the shaking that I believe is coming. It's a good thing.
Okay.
It's not a shaking in a bad way, but this is a shaking that's going to cause the church to rise up.
Amen.
And step up.
Okay.
And to take its rightful place. The church has been sort of in a complacency role or a complacency place. We've been complacent about who we are and what we can do and what we're about and where we fit in the society. You know, the church should not worry about where they fit in the world.
That's right.
The world should worry about fitting in with the church.
That's right.
The church has the power.
Yes.
The Lord is giving the power to the bride of Christ to accomplish his mighty works. And we're going to begin to see, because this is what the shaking's about. The shaking is waking some people up.
Yes.
The shaking is like My mom used to come into my bedroom before I went to school every morning, and she would shake me and get me awake but so I could go get ready to go to school.
Oh, that's good. So the Lord is shaking
His church, showing us things. We're seeing things we've never seen before. We're having to face things that we've never faced before.
Right.
And God is getting us ready to confront, to root out, to pull down, to build, and to plant, just like He told Jeremiah.
Right.
God has called us to do some awesome and powerful things. But it'll be through the might of the Lord and not the church. Yeah. The church itself can do nothing unless the Lord anoints it.
So this shaking, whatever can be shaken, will be shook.
Yeah.
Maybe that's who will allow themselves to be shaken out of their slumber. Because you're talking about your mom coming in and waking you up, shaking him in the morning.
That's right.
Well, the church has been asleep a long time.
Right.
And you know, and I think that's why for so long, y'all, and this is just the honest truth, you couldn't tell the world from the church.
That's right.
And when it gets to that point, we got to do something.
That's right.
Yes. That's right.
You know, they've got to be able to identify us from the world.
That's right.
You can't go out here and party with them on Friday and Saturday nights and then have something of hope they can run to on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
And you know, I remember, and y'all, I know everybody does, the day that we won Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
I remember that not many pastors would come on and say anything.
Wow.
That was a joyous thing.
That was an awesome occasion.
But people were so worried about offending somebody.
Right.
Listen, if you went out and murdered somebody, they wouldn't care if they offended you.
That's right.
And these people were condoning murdering of children and babies. I think there were 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
65 million babies have been murdered. But nobody wanted to open their mouth.
You know, I'd like to say this too about the about what happened with the Roe v. Wade thing this past summer.
Right.
I believe God gave America and the world somewhat, but mostly America, a reprieve at that point because we chose to put some limitations on the abortion issue. And but states are now, because we have states' rights and states are getting the ability to vote and do what they want to do with abortion, you're going to see the curse of God come on those areas that are choosing to slay innocent lives.
That's right. Because
the shedding of innocent blood has always been something in the Bible that has a pays with a great price.
I was reading something the other day in the Word, and because I printed me out this plan, and it's not to read the Bible through in a year, it's to read it through 90 days. And so that's, I've been going by that. Mm-hmm. And I was reading in the Word when God talks about the punishment for shedding of innocent blood, because we are made in the image and the likeness of God.
Yes.
And when they choose to murder people, whether it's the babies or whatever, you're murdering the image of God.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I always think about that interview. I heard Jesse Duplantis being interviewed about the little souls flying around the throne. Send me, God, send me. And I was talking to my youngest daughter, and I said, what is so sad about that to me is, as fast as He sends them, they're sending them back. But this year, you see good things ahead for the church. Yeah,
I really do. I feel like that the church is going to realize who it is and what authority that it does have. The church, for too long, has listened to society.
Yeah.
We've listened to Hollywood.
Yeah.
We've let people describe who we are and define who we are and what we ought to be about and where we ought to, what we ought to do, what we ought to say, and how we ought to preach it.
Right.
But you see, Jesus gives us from heaven what He wants us to say.
That's right.
And what He wants us to do and what we're about. He's already commissioned us to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching everybody to observe the things that He taught to the disciples. But the world has been trying to put us in a box, but the world's not going to be able to put the church in a box any longer because the church is going to realize who's in it.
That's right.
The Lord. And God's given us power to finish what he's called us to do.
Amen.
And those who he has called, he has equipped.
Yes.
And he's equipped the body. He's equipped the church to go forth and spread this good
news. Right.
What is the good news to people? The good news is to a poor man is what? You don't have to be poor.
Right.
A good news someone who is sick is what?
You don't have to be sick.
That's right.
God has equipped his body. We are his body. Y'all understand that?
Yes.
He is the head.
Yes.
We are the body.
Yes.
He sits at the right hand of the Father. And he is our advocate. He is there interceding
Amen.
For us night and day. We are his body, and we're walking around here in the earth. If we don't show them Jesus, we are sometimes the only Jesus that someone sees.
Amen. That's right.
And if we're not acting as the church should, what are they seeing?
Right. They're seeing Hollywood.
Yeah.
And they're
exactly.
seeing movie stars. And they're seeing athletes. And they're seeing sports. And they're seeing other things that's taking God's place. Any idol that is lifted up above the Lord will be torn down.
That's right.
So, you know, if we worship things over God, we're going to lose those things.
Exactly.
Right.
They're going to be taken away because he is a jealous God.
Yes.
He's jealous for his people.
Yes.
He wants our worship. He wants
that's
the
right.
church to worship.
Yeah.
And but that's, you know, the church has too long sat in the corner and said, okay, we'll just be quiet and mind our own business. It's not time for the church to do that anymore.
No.
It's time for the church to stand up and to come forward
and
to fulfill the Great Commission. And there's a lot to do.
Well,
we've got a lot to do.
You know, the Word says that he did not give us a spirit of fear,
mm-hmm.
but one of power and of love and a sound mind. So that tells me three things here.
Right.
That we are a church of power.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He gave us power.
Yes,
we're to walk in the authority of his might. You know, when you think about that, Mother was talking to me this morning about this man that we know of that is trying to torment people.
Mm-hmm.
And he acts like he has authority over men and women that he does not have.
That's right.
God didn't put any man over you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No man is in authority over you.
That's right.
And if you put Jesus as Lord of your life, then he's the one that is your
That's
head.
Right.
He's the one over you. And so when we go in his name.
That's right.
So we know that we have power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He says he gives us power and love. Now, if we go, as we've often talked about this church being a loving church, we do love people, but that doesn't mean that we don't walk in boldness and authority.
Right. Amen.
Because
right.
we have a pastor that teaches us
mm-hmm.
that we're to be a church that rises up
That's
in the
right.
might and the authority of
That's
Jesus.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
And then we have a sound mind. Well, why
That's
do
right.
we have a sound mind?
Yeah.
Because the Word says, put on the mind of Christ.
Right. Amen.
So
right.
if you're walking in his authority,
yeah.
you're walking in the love of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and you're putting on his mind every day,
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Then that is a triple that cannot fail.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Threefold cord.
Threefold mm-hmm. cord.
That
that's
will not
good.
Be broken.
Yes.
Oh, that's good, Connie.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited about this year, Pastor. And he also instructed you to teach on out of the books of the Gospel, right?
The Gospels.
Wow.
You know, the Lord spoke to me and said, you can't get beyond the Gospels. Keep the Gospel message central to everything that you teach in the church and everything that you preach. You know, just as we said a few moments ago, you know, the Lord has given us the Great Commission. Go,
yes.
preach,
Amen.
Teach,
Amen.
Win the lost, baptize,
yes.
Do the works of the ministry. And that's what we're about here, and that's what we want to continue to do. The church cannot be told to shut down its doors. Or the church cannot be told to not to speak about certain issues when we know that we're on the right side.
Amen.
That we have the truth.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus
Amen.
Has given us the truth, and we must give it to the people.
That's right.
And we've got to share what the Lord has given us.
Ooh,
we cannot
right.
be
that's
quiet
good.
About
that's
this.
Right.
You
can't
hide
it.
Well, you can't hide that. You've got to share what the Lord tells you.
Mm-hmm.
A good minister of the Lord, he may not want or she may not want to say certain things, but the truth will set you free.
Amen.
America needs to know the truth right now
that
God is on the throne.
Yes.
That he is in control. And his time clock is running out. And a
yes.
lot of folks need to know that Jesus is coming soon.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us to look up because your redemption
draws nigh.
Right. And so we know that we're about to leave planet Earth by way of rapture. And I would just encourage folks at the beginning of this year to serve God. If you're not saved, get saved. If you're not sanctified, get sanctified. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Get full of God. Get full of the Spirit of God. And be careful to what you listen to. Read your Bible. Discernment is something that God will give you to help you know what the truth is and what it's not. So ask God for discernment. But read your Bible and begin to pray. God's going to show you some things. You're going to be stirred this year like you've never been stirred before. I believe that God is, He is really reaching out to His people. His relationship with His people is going to be such this year that it's never been like that before.
Right.
He's calling us into a more intimate, close relationship with Him than we've ever had.
Right.
He wants to share things with us that He's never shared to us with us before.
Amen.
But
Amen.
That intimate relationship has to be there before He begins to share that. So He is calling us to a place where He can speak to us. There's a shaking going on. There's this rumbling in the Spirit. It's not from man. It's from heaven.
Right.
God
right.
is telling us to wake up and listen to what I'm telling you.
Amen.
Because I've got some directives for you that's going to make a difference in your life and in the church and in the world.
Yes.
God wants the church to take the forefront in the world, not to sit in the corner.
That's
governments of the world don't have the answers. The church has the answers.
Yes.
Governments of the world, they're just operated by men and women. But the Church of Jesus Christ is operated by the King of Kings and the Lord of all lords.
Amen.
And He's in control, and His ways are above our ways.
Yes.
But He's going to show us His ways. Mm-hmm. He's going to teach us how to become more like Him in this coming year than we've ever been.
Amen.
So get ready for a change. Get ready for this shaking. God's going to begin to reveal some stuff to you.
Amen.
Things that you need to know. He's going to distinguish between darkness and light. He's going to distinguish between good and evil.
There
won't be any more gray areas because you're going to know exactly what God requires because He's going to share it with you.
You know, I think that's the reason the Lord told you to minister out of the Gospels this year.
Yes.
Because I heard another minister one time when she was she had never been brought up in church. And so the Lord told her, He said, study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Acts. Because if you want to know Jesus,
that's right,
you're to get into the Gospels,
that's right,
and you'll know His personality.
That's right. Yeah.
You'll know Him.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. And then I believe I had already decided to start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came and told us about it. And then I think the Lord had told you.
Yes, He did.
Amen.
He sure did.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Because, see, for you to know who Jesus is, nobody can tell you who He is like He can tell you
who He is.
Amen.
And
you know, it's just like, I can't walk for you and you can't walk for me. We have to do it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor's right. This is the year. I believe we've been extended grace. Because, and I do believe a lot of it is, in fact, due to Roe v. Wade, the way that went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening to Jonathan Cahn, and we all know who that is. And he was talking about the trumpets, the day that President Trump, he had called six men up on the, Jonathan Cahn had, up on the stage. He said, whoever's got shofars, he said, come up here and blow your shofar. There was only six.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but Lord, I wanted seven.
Yeah.
But at the same time, President Trump was over announcing Amy, how do you say her name? Amy Barrett.
Yeah.
Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett. He was confirming that she was going to be one of the judges. And a trumpet did sound that day.
Amen.
And those seven trumpets brought down Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And because of that, grace was extended on our country.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are founded on the Gospels.
Yes.
We are.
Yes,
and
we are.
So far had we strayed away from it, that we saw 65 million babies slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And that's all you can call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
But now we have been given a reprieve, mm-hmm. and we have been extended yes. grace.
Amen.
And God is getting his people ready. And we want to take everybody we can with us, because Pastor, I believe you're right. We don't have long.
Mm-mm.
And Jesus is about to
Amen.
Return.
That's right.
And when he does, folks, let me tell you something. Grace has been extended, true enough. But when that trumpet sounds,
come on.
And we're called out of here,
yes.
it's over.
Yes.
Yes.
But right
That's
now,
right.
you've got time to join the family.
That's right.
You know that old song the Hensons used to sing? When he calls, don't call me, because I'll be gone.
That's right. Yeah.
Call me gone.
Call me gone.
Because I'll be leaving. Yeah. This morning after church, one of our new members, you prayed for her. She was a pastor's wife.
Deborah.
Now that's something right
there.
You know, Deborah was a mighty warrior. And you know, Ra is a form of God's word.
Wow.
Name. Did y'all know that?
No, I didn't know.
Deborah. But anyway, I was talking to her as we were leaving, and I said, I'll see y'all next week. And she said, unless the rapture happens. I said, well, that's right. I said, if the rapture takes place, I'll see you in heaven.
That's right.
Because I'm not missing it.
Amen.
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 Well, Pastor, I know there's many people out there that don't know Jesus.
That's right. Can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
Before we get
yes,
into
sir.
The final.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day Jesus took his disciples way up north in the land of Israel, north further north in the Sea of Galilee, almost on the Syrian border. He took them to a place called Caesarea Philippi. And when he got there, he looked at his disciples standing around, and he said, who do men say that I am? And they began to say, well, some say you're Jeremiah or Isaiah or some one of the prophets. And Jesus just said, well, but who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter spoke up, and he said, you're the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, he said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, mm-hmm. but my Father in heaven did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jesus goes on to say, Peter, and because you know who I am, I'm going to show you who you are.
Wow.
You see, there's so many people today that don't know who Jesus is, and therefore they don't know who they are.
That's right.
America has forgotten who God is, and so they've forgotten who they are.
Right. Yes.
America, it was built on biblical principles, and God established this nation, mm-hmm. but we've forgotten our God.
Right.
And I believe that when we figure out who God is, he lets us know who we are and what we're about and what we're capable
That's
of.
Good.
So a lot of folks out there, you may not know what your calling is. You may not really know who you are. Well, I'm going to tell you this. You need to find Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Call upon the name of the Lord while he's near.
Yes.
And he'll answer you.
Amen.
I want to pray a prayer with you about for a lot of folks out there to get saved.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that are watching maybe today, and you've had some questions. You've been confused about some things that you're hearing on the news or on TV or whatever. But if you'll begin to read your Bible and search scriptures, the Lord will give you answers.
That's right.
And you'll
Amen.
Find
That's
out
right.
who
That's
he
right.
is. He's
yes.
the Alpha and the Omega,
yes.
the beginning
Amen.
And the end. He's the first and the last.
Yes.
He's the King of all kings.
Yes,
he's
God.
The Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And the Bible says, of his rule, there is no end.
That's right.
So, today, let me invite you to find Jesus, to call upon the name of the Lord. Would you just pray with me?
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Father.
Father.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
Save me.
Save me.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From all my unrighteousness.
From all my unrighteousness.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
My name.
My name.
Is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
I'm a member of heaven.
I'm a member of heaven.
My name is in the Lamb's Book.
My name is in the Lamb's Book.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, if you just prayed that, then you're no longer just a visitor, you're part of the family.
That's right.
And Amen. You know, Jesus welcomes all in.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, it's been a pleasure today. I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
Yes.
We get to hear this every Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a church to go to, where can they come, Pastor?
Shady Grove Church, 5535 Shady Grove Road, Mount Olive, Alabama. We would love to have you.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Mother, how do we go out of here?
God is in me, God is for me, and God is with me.
Amen. 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 Well, until next time, you've been with Shady Grove Table Talk.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.